Zero, serving Northern Michigan since 1998. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of Your Defending Fathers here on this absolutely terrific Thursday, May 8th, 2025 edition. Have a little update for you regarding our Patriot brother, Dave Ajima. He had to go back into the hospital for some more back surgery. They were able to go in and surgically remove a bunch of this white oozing infection. The antibiotics wasn't killing. They removed most of it. They put some antibiotic beads in his spine and also put this sponge sucking device in his back. Stayed a few days in the hospital with a larger unit. They then took the big one out and put a smaller unit in with leads to the suction machine, whatever device it is that it's using, and sent him home. So he's back home in his own bed, his wife Barb with him. He's doing well. He's doing better. But, man, this has been an unbelievable process he's had to go through. So be sure to keep him in your prayers. God would restore him to his perfect self and get him back in the game. We need Dave, absolutely. So greatly appreciate him fighting the good fight and staying with us. And hopefully he can get back to his normal activities here relatively soon. One of the other stories I was looking at this morning, MERS News Service, is the process that this budget is going through. Very, very interesting. One of the things that is happening is whether or not funding of these certain pork barrel project are whether they're going to go through or not. Top of the hour news, you heard Traverse City, in the budget, $35 million for teenagers to have a mental health clinic. Meanwhile, neighboring next door Antrim County has a non-compliant jail ever since 2022. Our jail is not in compliance with state standards. Total cost of the jail, $33 million. So I have a question. How is it the same state representative, John Roth, can put up a pork barrel project of $35 million for teenagers to have a mental health clinic, and they can't get money for Antrim County to build a new jail that's non-compliant? Built back in the 1950s, doesn't meet the standards of what local jails are supposed to be, just asking. So pretty interesting to see that development, to hear that. And then we're going to see exactly what State Representative John Roth has to say. I'm going to be giving him a call this afternoon, probably as soon as they get out of legislative session, heading home for the weekend. So pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. Senate Democrats trying again to pass new Consumer Protection Act authorities for the Attorney General, Dana Nessel. If it is believed a business owner is being deceptive, the Attorney General could demand that they are examined under oath under legislation introduced by State Senator Sam Singh of East Lansing. he's bringing back this bill that he had previously sponsored last year. Singh is hoping to resurrect consumer protection standards from the Attorney General Frank Kelly's era. He was, of course, our Attorney General from 1961 to 1998. This was before term limits. The bill, Senate Bill 134, was taken up yesterday by the Senate Finance, Insurance, and Consumer Protection Committee. The bill mirrors legislation the Senate passed 20-16 along party line votes back in December of 2024 during the lame duck. Passed 20-16? Well, he's hoping to get it back through the Democrat-controlled Senate this year. What it basically does, it's a proposal that would restore the Attorney General's investigative powers that were weakened by the 1999 Michigan Supreme Court ruling Smith versus Global Life Insurance Company, which determined that those engaged in unfair or deceptive trade practices can't be held liable if the transaction is authorized by state statute. Providing testimony to the Senate panel yesterday was Jason Evans. He's the Attorney General's Corporate Oversight Division Chief. Corporate oversight deals with corporations here in Michigan. Well, he explained if a local grocery store was gouging the price of eggs, milk, and baby formula, the office could not pursue the issue because it's a food establishment license by the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. He added that if a used car dealership made deceptive misrepresentations about a vehicle's cost or is forcing customers to sign deceptive sales contracts, the office can't use the Michigan Consumer Protection Act to go after them because they're overseen by the Department of State. For example, builders who are licensed by the state's Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, Evans noted that the MCPA can't be used, that's the Michigan Consumer Protection Act, can't be used to pursue legal action against contractors who made zero progress in weeks or whose material costs keep rising on the consumer. Ultimately, Evans summarized how Senate Bill 134 sought to clarify the Smith exemptions to the Michigan Consumer Protection Act, providing legal action that currently does not apply when the conduct of business owners is not permitted under state or federal laws. He went on to explain what the Supreme Court did back in 1999, said that if the general transaction was authorized within other state statutes or federal statutes, then that falls outside of the Consumer Protection Act. If I'm a licensed builder and I'm building a home for you and I misrepresent the materials I use or I misrepresent what I'm supposed to do or I simply don't do the work after I've already collected the payment, this conduct would fall outside the Consumer Protection Act simply because the builder is licensed under state statute under the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs. Well, I'm going to get back on our price gouging, price fixing situation we've been dealing with up here for years regarding gasoline. I do not know of any state statute that requires gas stations to have a license to sell gasoline. I researched this last night when I saw this story. I could not find anywhere on licensing and regulatory affairs website gas stations required to have a license. So if that's the case, how is it that they continue to price fix and price gouge us? I have the information available for you to be able to file a complaint against a gas station. It's going to take about 15, 20 minutes for you to fill out the form and submit it directly to the Attorney General's office. As a matter of fact, one of our other listeners provided me a screenshot. Now, this goes to exactly when Donald Trump took office on January 20th this year. Basically, 4 months ago. Well, in this process of looking at the price of oil when he took office, when he was sworn in, January 20th, oil per barrel was just under $80. Going through January, the rest of January, February, March, and April, you can see it continually declining. There was one spike, and it looks like the end of March, possibly the first part of April, there was a slight uptick and then a straight downward drop, like literally jumping out of an airplane, going straight down, now ending up at $58 a barrel recently. Well, if you do the math, basically $80 a barrel going down to 60, it's a 25% reduction in the cost of a barrel of crude oil. Why are we still paying these high prices up here in northern Michigan? Why is that happening? Well, I believe it's happening because nobody's filing complaints. Nobody is filing complaints. Lenny, Indian River, absolutely agree. Down 25% for the cost of a barrel of crude oil and gas prices not dropping accordingly. 25% reduction should be 25% reduction in gasoline and diesel. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one today. So just to make sure that you're able to help us bring this price fixing, price gouging on gasoline to the Attorney General Dana Nessel's attention, I have spent the time to file a complaint myself against Blarney Castle Oil based out of Bear Lake, Michigan. I went to the Attorney General's website. Captain Jeff, greatly appreciate you guiding me along the way. You can't file a complaint, folks, over the phone. You have to go to a website, to a link, and put in a lot of information. Michigan Attorney General Consumer Complaint Form. I have the link in a text message. You need to file a complaint to investigate gas and diesel fuel price fixing and price gouging against a specific gas station oil company. In the process of filling out this form, you need to actually go inside and confront the gas station. You need a date of the confrontation, the time, what you said to the clerk, what their response was. Provide your information, where you live, and the company's information off their website, and then submit it to the Attorney General. I believe if enough of us do this, that will get the Attorney General, Dana Nessel's, attention to investigate this up here in northern Michigan. In addition, I've provided the link to the website, mioversight.com, for you to file a complaint with the House Oversight Committee. Especially after this ice storm, I don't understand why it's taking so long for gas prices to come down. Since, like Lenny says, and in this meme he sent me, this screenshot, the barrel price of oil, crude oil, has gone down 25% since Donald Trump has taken office. Why hasn't gasoline come down here in the state of Michigan, especially up here in northern Michigan? And the other issue problem I have, How can some gas stations now, for example, in Traverse City, where price fixing has been going on for years there as well, Costco and Sam's Club have started using gasoline as a loss leader. $2.69 a gallon for the last month and a half. Other gas stations, Admiral and others in Traverse City, are already following suit, dropping their prices down to $2.75. Not quite $2.69 like Costco and Sam's Club, but getting a lot lower, below $3 a gallon. This is insanity, people. And I think it's time that we use the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Act against these gas companies, against these oil companies here in northern Michigan. They don't like it? Too bad. You've been screwing us for years. And it's time prices come down. Now, I understand they're looking to make a profit. I get it. But the profitability of a visit to a gas station is usually the sales of other items. Cigarettes, lottery tickets, whatever it is they sell, that's where they make their profit. Gasoline, something that people have to consume, should not be a profit center, a huge profit center. Make a fair profit, but compete against other gas stations in an open and fair pricing scheme. This price fixing, one gas station raises the prices to $3.39 a gallon, all the other ones follow suit. Well, not based on the price of crude oil. You cannot explain to me in any way, shape, or form that when Donald Trump took office, it was almost $80 a barrel. And today it's below 60. 25% drop since January 20th. I mean, folks, we're talking January 20th, February, March, April, 3 months and basically 2 weeks, maybe three. 3 months and 3 weeks, and you're telling me you can't justify dropping your gas prices? Well, again, folks, stop going to the gas stations that are convenient, the ones that you always go to. Go to another place that has lower prices and buy your gas diesel there. Maybe, just maybe, if we do this self-imposed boycott, these gas stations will get the message and start lowering their prices. But most importantly, text me the word gas, and I'll send you the information to file a complaint against the gas station oil company directly with the Attorney General's office. Again, text me gas, and I'll send you the information. Hour number two of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't